definitely human.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Attention, employees! This special episode of Mars Corp was made possible thanks to the continued support of our amazing fans on Patreon. If you want a piece of the action, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
I've never seen so many filing cabinets. Sigh. Hello? Hello? Anybody in here? Hello? Bloody place is abandoned.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah! Holy shareholders! Are you the head of the culture department?
What else would I be?
A creepy ghost?
I am Maximilian John, and yes, this is my department.
Oh, good. Good.
Can I help you?
Yeah. I'm looking for something.
Oh, are you indeed? Well, I assure you there's nothing for you here, Bernard.
You know who I am?
I know lots of things. Also, we've spoken several times before.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm not surprised you don't remember. You miners are not very observant, are you? Well, I am. I observe a lot.
Well, that must be very nice for you. Can you help me?
Of course. The exit is just there.
The culture department provides access to materials for Mars Corp employees, right?
Where did you hear that?
I spoke to the base manager.
Ugh, of course.
I'm looking for a compact disc. It's a gift for my husband. I want to copy it onto his computer.
Oh, is that all? Will any compact disc suffice?
Sigh. No, I'm looking for a... Let me see.
Oh, for shareholder's sake, he doesn't even know what he's looking for.
I do. I wrote it down. It's called Fearless. Artist name T. Swift. Yeah, that's it. That's all I want.
That's all? That's all? Do you have any idea? Do you realise what you're asking for?
Some earthling music, right?
Some earthling music? Oh, my shareholders, were you sent here to test me or something? Why would you possibly think...
Oh, what's the big deal? People have taken stuff out before, right?
Oh, certainly. Those who have proven themselves. Are you sure it's Swift you're looking for? Why don't we start you off with some spears? Yes, I think that's more your speed.
No, look, I said this was a gift, right? Feel like Swift. He's had a bunch of their compact discs handed down to him. The only one he doesn't have is this Fearless one, so... It's important, all right? So just hand it over, will you?
I will not. Look, culture is a precious resource. I'm not just going to hand it over to any pleb who walks through my door. There are rules, protocols.
You're starting to get on my nerves.
So, you think you're worthy of Swift, do you?
Sure. Yes.
No. You must prove yourself, Bernard, just like everyone else.
And how do I do that?
Oh, it's quite simple, my oafish co-worker. You must best me in an Earth game.
What?
Mars Corp Human Capital, Bernard Egg.
Yes, a game of skill and acumen, not like the usual Martian nonsense. Come this way. Behold!
Look, is this going to take long?
This is the ancient Earthling game of Guess Who.
Well, this looks stupid.
Silence! The game is played like so. As you can see, the board features 24 cartoon images of Earthling faces. We each have a card depicting one of those Earthlings. And so, we must take turns asking each other yes or no questions in order to eliminate candidates until we find ourselves in a position to guess who the Earthling on our opponent's card is.
Right.
As a guest, you may go first. Ask your question.
So I have to ask a question about, like, what they look like?
Yes.
What if they all look the same?
They do not all look the same.
Right. do they have ears?
Yes. Yes, they have ears.
Okay.
Sigh. My turn. Do they have facial hair?
No. No, I guess they don't.
Ugh.
Oh, right. It's my turn, yeah? Do they have a nose?
I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
Let's take it as read that they all have ears and noses.
All right.
And mouths.
Right, fine.
The differences between them all are a little more subtle.
Subtle, right, got it.
Do you, though?
Do they have, skin? I mean, let's see, pale skin.
They all have pale skin.
They all have pale skin?
It was a different time.
Right.
Look, you're in no position to judge Earth culture, all right?
Hmm.
My turn. Do they have glasses?
No.
No? You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Do they have... I don't know. This game is stupid. They all look the bloody same.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. I'm just looking at a bunch of identical bloody faces.
You're still thinking like a Martian.
Well, how else am I supposed to think?
Earthlings weren't interested in how people were the same. They only noticed how people were different from them. Take your husband, for example. You must have married him for a reason. There must be something that makes him special.
No, he's just like everyone else.
Don't be absurd.
I'm not. He's just a normal-looking guy, same as me.
Ugh. Does he look identical to you?
No.
So, how is he different?
Well, he's got blonde hair.
Well, there you go. Ask me if my person has blonde hair.
Okay. Do they have blonde hair?
No.
Okay.
Does your Earthling have freckles?
No.
No, okay. Tell me something else about your husband.
Like what?
Eye colour. What's his eye colour? Do you even know?
Blue. They're obviously blue.
So?
So. Does your Earthling have...
Yes.
Eyes.
What?
Blue eyes. Does he have blue eyes?
Great. Yes. Yes, he does.
Ah, okay. Good.
Is your Earthling smiling?
They are... smiling? Aren't they all smiling?
No.
Well, that's... That doesn't seem right.
Look, they're Earthlings, remember?
Yeah.
Think about the base manager. Is she always smiling?
No. No, I guess not.
And what does that look like?
I guess it looks like my Earthling.
Okay, so they're not smiling.
No.
Right, your turn.
Right.
Think about your husband.
Yes.
Think about what makes them different from everyone else.
Yes.
So...
This is so hard!
Oh, for crying out loud. You love your husband, right?
Yes.
Why?
Because Phil is... He makes me laugh. He makes me feel good about myself. He's kind and thoughtful and... He makes me feel safe, comfortable, but also, I guess, at the same time, he's exciting. And I get all... I don't know... Breathless and giddy, thinking about him. He's everything. He's everything to me.
Okay, yes, fine, but like, on more of a superficial level, is he attractive?
Oh, yeah.
In what way?
Well, he's... I've got to say one thing, right? He's got these really big ears.
Big ears?
Yeah. They stick out more than any other ears I've seen.
Okay, then. So?
So, does your Earthling have big ears?
Yes! Yes, he does! They're the biggest! Huge!
All right.
Oh, shit.
There's only one person left.
Yes.
So, I guess it's them.
Yes.
Does that mean I win?
Yes.
Well, good then. Give me my bloody compact disc.
Fine.
Wow, I can't believe I won. You know, I think I actually learned something today.
Oh, no. Ugh. No.
Yes? I never appreciated before just how special and unique Phil is. And it's all thanks to you.
Stop.
You helped me grow as a person.
No, stop it. You're not supposed to learn things. You're supposed to lose this game and get out. And never come back.
So you're going to hand over this compact disc or what?
Fine. Here, Fearless by T. Swift. You better return it in perfect condition.
Yeah, whatever.
Not whatever. It has more value to Mars Corp than your entire bloodline.
Thank you for this, Maximilian. Phil is really going to love this anniversary present.
I hope you both die in a wreathing inferno.
And more importantly, thank you for helping me articulate my feelings.
Get out!
I realise now how much Phil means to me.
Why are you still here?
I think I love him almost as much as I love Mars Corp. Isn't that crazy?
Just go!
Yep. Didn't think I'd be doing so much personal development today. But that's life, I guess. Always throwing curveballs. You know, I feel like a new man.
That was Mars Corp Human Capital, Bernard Egg. Written by David Knight and Maximilian John, and produced and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Darling. Starring Graham Vick and Maximilian John. Music by John Day and Ben Osborne. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. Mars Corp Human Capital is dedicated to all the beautiful Earthlings who support us on Patreon. If you want to help us make Mars Corp Season 2, head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman and make a pledge. You can also support Mars Corp by rating and reviewing it on iTunes. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is 23, 9, 20, 8, 15, 21, 20. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.